Blog Talk Radio.
To the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Again, thanks guys for tuning in. Welcome. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to be on the show and give your comments or give your opinion about today's topic, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will allow me, let me know that you would like to be on the show. 516-531-9483. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483. And also, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For your real estate needs, call Frank Williams Realty. You can reach them at 678-549-0274. Or you can send them an email at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. Whether you're buying or selling, or you know someone who's buying or selling, please put them in touch with me. Let me help them, and we can make some cash together. All right. So again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Today's show is entitled Institutionalized Thinking. Why do we limit ourselves to ordinary? Okay, let me say that again. institutionalized thinking. And why do we limit ourselves to ordinary? Okay? Why do we limit ourselves to ordinary? Right? And, you know, a lot of people say, Frank, what do you mean by institutionalized thinking? Well, institutionalized thinking is the way that maybe the country, America, thinks that things should be done. How they want you to run your life. Institutionalized thinking is when, you know, they say that dinner, you know, you should eat dinner between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. You should eat dinner between 7 and 8 o'clock in the evening. What makes dinner time at 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening? Why do you have to eat dinner at 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening? Sometimes people say, well, you know, if you're not there at 6:30, you know, my mom had dinner ready at 6:30. If you're not there at 6:30, you're not going to eat. Why 6:30? Why 7:30? Why can't eat if I get there at 7? Why can't eat tonight when you know, at 11? Breakfast. What about breakfast? Some people eat breakfast at 2 o'clock in the morning, right? Some people in Waffle House at 2 o'clock in the morning. Stop the ordinary thinking. Stop limiting yourself to ordinary thinking. You think, I get home from work, man. I gotta get into bed by 8 tonight because I gotta get up in the morning and go to work. Okay, but what makes it that? America has twisted our thinking to how we want it to be or how they want it to be. Okay? How they want it to be. Think about getting up at a certain time. You think about going to bed at a certain time. You know, I got to be here at a certain time. I got to do this at a certain time. I got to get to bed. You know, people go to work every day. I go to work every day. Okay? And we also run several other businesses as well. If I came home and sat down and said, that's it. I do it sometimes, right? I got that luxury. I can do it sometimes. I can come home sometimes and just lay back and do nothing. Right? Okay, and I have a weird work schedule. I work. You know, 4 weeks at a time on the shift where I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I gotta be to work at 6:30. Get off at 2:30. Then I come home. What makes me say I have to get into bed at I gotta be in the bed by 8 because I gotta get up in the morning. No, that means I'm limiting myself from other things. That means that you're giving everything to your job. That's institutionalized thinking, guys. I have to change that. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And so I change and work another 4 weeks on the middle shift where I go in at 2:30 and I get off at 10:30 at night. Okay? So that means that what I have to do, I'm doing so much in the morning. So although I didn't get in till midnight last night, I still took a few hours last night to get some things done, some things. I needed to pay some bills, okay? I needed to do some paperwork. I needed to do some work on the computer. When are you going to do that, Frank? Why are you doing that? I'm doing it because I got other things going on outside of my everyday job. And I'm not telling you that's the way you have to be, because it's not. But why limit yourself? Why limit yourself to just making the amount of money that you make at work right now? Why limit yourself to that? You use 8 hours at work. Now you got another 16 hours for the day. What do you do with that?
Well, Frank, I got to get 7-8 hours of sleep.
Okay, you got another 8 hours left. That's 16 hours. You got another 8 hours left. What are you going to do with that? So those are the 8 hours, guys. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not. I'm just saying, let's start thinking outside of the institution. Let's start thinking outside of work. I'm trying to think of ways to get out of work. I do other things to try and make up for the money I make at work so that I can stop working, so I don't have to work. And I've tried several things, okay? And I do several things right now. And I never stop trying to do that. People say, Frank, I don't see how you do it. I don't see how you work these changing shifts. You selling real estate. I take care of household. My wife has an office. She has her own business. I do things there. I have to go in and move computers around sometimes. I have to go in and fix something, a door or anything at the office. But I get paid through the office. I get paid at work. I get paid from selling houses or buying houses in real estate. I have to, because I want to get out of the institution. I want to get out of the institution, guys. I do. You know, someone told me, asked me one time, and I used to, my wife and I used to rub elbows with multi-millionaires that we were doing business with. I still do business with them, but not like I used to. They told me, and listen to this, guys. Put your phone down or whatever you're doing. Think about this. I asked me, he said, Frank, how much would you sell me a day of your life for? How much would you sell a day of your life for? I said, a day of my life? What do you mean by a day of my life? He said, a day of your life. I want you to sell me a day of your life. And I'm going to add it on to my days of life. Right? Here, older guy and all this. So, you know, he's, so to speak, want to extend his life. So he's going to go around buying days from people. How much would you sell a day of your life to a millionaire for? How much is a day of your life worth? How much is it worth? And I said, well, I don't know, because I never thought about that, but I can't sell you a day of my life. I can't put a price on that. He said, well, why do you sell a day of your life every day that you go to work? Every day that you go to work, you sell a day of your life to that company for whatever they're paying you for that day, for you coming in for 8 hours. You're giving me 8 hours of your day, and it's really like 10, because you know you tack on an hour getting to work, you tack on an hour getting home from work, so it's really 10 hours that you're giving them of your life every day. So how much are you selling a day of your life to your company for? The company that you work for, it's not your company, right? It's not your company. It's someone else's company. And they said, Frank, we'll pay you X amount of dollars every day or for every hour that you're here. You have to be here at least 8 hours every day. Say Monday through Friday. How much can I buy, or someone buy, a day of your life for? If you say there's no price tag on that, then you're lying, because there is a price tag on it, because you sell a day of your life every day to that company. And like I say, it's actually 10 hours. Hey, guys, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. I see more people joining the show. Call me. Let's talk. Because, you know, and all I'm saying is, I'm saying this, I'm doing this show because, I guess I got so upset on yesterday talking to some of the young people that I work with. Drive me up the wall. And I don't want to say forget about them. I don't want to say forget about it, because they're young kids. They don't know nothing. They know nothing. They know everything, but they know nothing. They're dumb as a box of rocks. So I'm just trying to get people to think and do something more, because who knows what's gonna happen? Who knows what can happen with a job? Who knows what can happen with anything? Try to prepare yourself to make things happen for your family. I don't want to just come home, sit around, fart, and eat and sleep all day until it's time for me to get back up and go do it again. Again, that's institutionalized thinking. We watch TV and see people go to work 8 to 5. They come home. They may go out to a bar or something, get something to drink, then go home and yada yada, jump into bed. They come back the next day, do it. And like, hey, let's go out to eat. Well, where you want to go eat? I want to go eat here. But I want to go take dinner here. What time you want to do dinner? 7:30. What's the deal? This is no lie, guys. I've gotten home at midnight before by being on this, I call it the mid shift. You go in 6:30 in the afternoon. I'm on this shift. I've come home at night, gotten home at midnight or just before midnight, and I started my grill. They say, Frank, you cooking it? You grilling at midnight? What's wrong with grilling at midnight? What's wrong with grilling at 6 in the morning before the sun comes up? What's wrong with grilling at 3 in the afternoon when the sun's high in the sky blazing down on you? What's wrong with firing up your grill at 9 o'clock at night when the sun goes down and it's starting to get dark? What's wrong with that? Why can't we do that? There's nothing to say that you can't do that. 3 o'clock in the morning is just like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Okay, so hit me right here. We got a 9-to-5 job. Okay, I told you I do rotating shifts. Okay, I don't have a 9-to-5 job. But every four weeks my shift changed. So sometimes I am on a 6:30 to 2:30 job, which is that day shift. Okay, just for 4 weeks. Then I have to change to night shift. Night shift 10:30 at night to 6:30 in the morning. So tell me, when you're on day shift, say you're 9-to-5, okay, you got a job 9-to-5 every day. When you go to that job at 9 in the morning and get off at 5 in the afternoon, when you get off at 5 in the afternoon, do you go home and crash and go to sleep and whatever and then get up and at midnight and start to mess around and do stuff, whatever? You don't. You go home in the afternoon and you start doing stuff, cooking, whatever you're going to do, cooking, grilling, whatever you're doing, you know, cutting grass, whatever you're going to do. So if you're working at night and you get off at 6 in the morning, why do you go home and crash? You get up, you go at 6, you get home. You get home at 7:30 in the morning. Why not fire up the barbecue grill? Why not cook something to eat? Why not get out in the yard and cut the grass? What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. Come on, man. Institutionalized thinking. We have to think, and this show may should have been named. Maybe I should have named the show Thinking Outside of the Box. You know, people want you to stay in a box. They're interested in you not thinking outside of the box. They're interested in you not trying to do something else to get away from that job. So that's what I try to tell people. Man, start thinking, you know. I mean, all the ideas come from people. People like you and me. Think of new ideas. I have an idea now that I'm trying to get out there and something going with, because I think it'll be huge. I think I can be a millionaire with this idea, but I got to figure out how to do it, and I need someone to help me do it. I need some investors, a couple of investors. I'm gonna need some investors. All that, the whole thing, top to bottom. But all that stuff has to be put in place. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. But I got to go to work this afternoon. I can't do it while I'm at work. So I have to do it either early in the morning or I had to do it really early in the morning, like after midnight when I get home from work. I have to do computer work, put my ideas together, write things down, all that stuff. Then I get me a few hours sleep. Then I get up in the morning. I'm looking at this stuff again. I'm paying bills. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at that. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff go on with you guys. I know it does, because it does with me. All I'm saying is, don't limit yourself. Do something else. They say, Frank, you went to real estate school? No, I didn't go to real estate school. I took real estate online school. I did. Did it in my spare time. Where'd you find the time? I found the time at 2 in the morning after I got home from work. And I found time at 8 in the morning after I got home from work. And I found the time at 3 in the afternoon when I got home from work. And as I crammed that in, doing all those different shifts that I worked, next thing you know, I'm at the end of my school. I'm taking my test to graduate, to get out. Then I had to go take another test to get my real estate license. Come on, man, it can be done. If you just think about it and try it. Think about it. Try it. I do a lot. But there are people out there that do way more than I do. And they say, when you sleep? I gets my sleep. Believe me, I gets my sleep. You know, I didn't go to bed this morning until about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Got up at 8. Been running ever since. All I've had to eat this morning is a bowl of cereal. Okay? I don't have to have, you say, friend, you breakfast is bacon, egg, and pancakes and this. That's the institution telling you that. You know? I got a piece of fish and some French fries left from last night. I'm gonna go up and eat that and just after I finish the show here in just a few minutes. I eat fish at 11 o'clock in the morning. Why not? Who tells me I can't eat fish at 11 o'clock in the morning? Who tells me I can't eat fish at 5 o'clock in the morning? Tells me I can't fire up my grill at 5 o'clock in the morning. No one does. No one but you. No one but you. Come on, guys. Make it happen. Make it happen, right? Hey, guys, that's all the show I have today. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. I'll be back on the show tomorrow. You guys join me. And I'd like to hear some of you guys talk about how you're starting to think outside of the institution. If you step outside of the institution for a little while, you'll find out that, man, I can make even more money because I stepped outside of the institution. You're still going to be making money in the institution. But when you get out of that institution, do something to make some more money. Man, you add another $17,000, $20,000 a year on top of what you're making now. How would that change your life? This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
No, all in my mind. Makes me feel fine, blowing through the jam.
Hey guys, I wanted to come back up on the show for just a minute. I see a lot of you guys are still listening to the show. This right here, old school, and it's killing me.
Work, guys.
It'll all pay off for you.